Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all. I am Apostle Christopher
McQueen.
Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. We're so happy that you have joined us today. We know that definitely there is a word from the Lord for you, and we want to get into it just as quick as we can. But first of all, let's go ahead and do our announcements and our prayer for this evening, and we'll have none other than Prophetess Crystal McQueen, my beautiful bride, to do it. Amen. Prophetess, go ahead.
Amen. God bless you, everybody. Once again, welcome to our show. This evening's announcements are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join us right here for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., please join me for my show, Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can hear all of our broadcasts live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is our website. We invite you there, and we pray and hope that you will become a vision partner and a prayer partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. If any of you would like prayer requests, information concerning the church or the ministry, or if you would like Apostle or myself to minister at any of your engagements, on our website there's a contact page. Go there, click on that information, fill out the necessary paperwork, and someone will get in contact with you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen. Also want to let you know that we have Facebook pages. Go to my Facebook page, WOPD, known as Women of Prophetic Destiny, and also hit us up on Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. We want to hear from you on our Facebook page. Let us know how this ministry, this broadcast, is blessing your life. Let us know what God is doing and saying in your life, and just letting us hear from you and just know that you are being blessed by this ministry. Amen. Amen. Those are the announcements, people of God, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you soon. Amen. Come on, let us pray, look to the Lord in prayer, and then prepare for the word on this evening. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We praise you. You are the Holy One of Israel. There is none like you, God. We give thanks this day. This is the day that you have made. We have rejoiced in it, and we are definitely glad. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your power, God. There is none like you. Father, we put our trust in you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. You said to commit all our ways unto you and to trust you. You said to commit all our works unto you and to trust you. That we do, God, in Jesus' name. Even those of us who are struggling out there with trust, God, help us right now to just lay aside the weight, lay aside the fear, lay aside the doubt and the unbelief. Help us to walk on water tonight, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father, I'm asking that you would just strengthen your people now. Your word says that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. We stand on that word today in Jesus' name. Now, Father, as the man of God comes, as the apostle comes to deliver the word, we ask in Jesus' name right now that you would anoint those lips of clay. Let him speak forth the oracles of God on tonight in Jesus' name, a word that's going to bring clarity, a word that's going to bring correction, a word that's going to straighten out every crooked path, a word that's going to be revealed tonight in our hearing as well as in our eyesight. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you and we bless you for all that you're doing, for all that you're getting ready to do, how you're taking us through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. We are so grateful for the word of God and for that prayer. Amen. I want you all to know that God is doing some dynamic things. Amen. For us. And we are working on a few things that we'll bring to you as soon as we get the clearance or the clarity to do so. Amen. That's the nice way to say it. Amen. So we want you to just stay tuned, if you will, and see what God is doing. You know, and I say this with all sincerity. It is truly a joy to serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
When we turn around and we look and we see what God has done for us, what God has done through us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't brag or boast. We're just grateful that we are used by him.
Mm-hmm.
And God could have used anybody. Amen. He could have called anybody. Amen. But he called us. And
yeah.
I think when you take that into consideration and understand it, you see that the fact that he called you was so big and great and grand and wonderful. He could have called some of everybody.
Yes, yes.
But to stop what he was doing, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and call out your name is especially wonderful. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we've been dealing with this authority, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And once you understand the authority that God has given you, amen, then you'll understand why it is so important for us to recognize the authority that he's given us. The enemy has tried his best many times to discourage the men and the women of God. And the one way that he does it is by undermining your faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can take that away from you, then he can take away anything that your faith will create or build.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now notice I said your faith creates or builds.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So as we begin to look at this, your faith then begins to create or begins to build. Amen.
Yeah.
Based on the plan and the will of God.
He's
not going to allow you to just use him as you please.
Oh.
We are to the praise of his glory.
Yes.
There's a purpose that he has given us in our creation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand that, amen, so that we don't get it twisted, if you will. There are people right now calling on the name of Jesus because they want more of this, and they want more of that,
mm-hmm.
and it's more material this, or more material that, more influence. You know, there's someone that we know who walks around as if they're God's gift to the earth and to Christianity, and just as quick as they talk about, you know, how blessed they are, how God has blessed them and given them so much,
mm-hmm.
the next words coming out of their mouth may be cursing you out,
hmm.
or telling you off, or trying to put you beneath them because you're not on my level.
Yeah.
But listen, that's not God at all. Amen. There's no place in the Bible where we see where Jesus degraded anyone. I'm going to let that just sink in right quick, because I think too often we think that because we are called that we have a right to talk down and degrade people. And God never gave you that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be those who bring peace. Amen. Mm-hmm.
True. Very true.
If he's using us to be the demonstration of his power in the earth, that his power can't come with intimidation.
Mm-hmm. That's good right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what an intimidating piece
right there.
Even looks like. And some people are trying to, you just don't know who I am. And I'm the most, if I was right now to say, Jesus, take all this away from me, you'll wake up with nothing. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. That ain't God. Okay, I don't care how you try to curse and make people fear you. Okay, we're not called to that. And it is that people use to control other people. Now, there was a commercial back when we was in Ohio, and I wish I knew who the company was, but they had a saying. And it is, this was the slogan, an educated customer is our best, is the best customer. It was one of these warehouses, one of these membership club buy places out Reynolds Road. I remember where it was. I remember going in there and looking at the stuff that they had. But the things that they had in there were high quality.
Costco.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It wasn't the box store type. It was a personal, like buyer's club type thing.
Okay.
And they said, listen, we could stock all of this stuff, but we decided not to. We actually go out and find the best of whatever it is. So the best TVs or the best stereo systems or the best computers and the like. And we only get those. So when you come in, you can peruse what we have, but you'll always be looking at something that is the best of its class. So we'll get the number one, two, and three of whatever it is. They're not going to carry, you know, knockoff brands of this, knockoff brands of that. They're going to get the top brands of whatever it is. And those are the things that's going to be in the store. And there's something, when I went in there, that he said that stuck to me. That's why I can remember it to this day. He said, there's a lot of things that is that are clogging up or muddying up the water, if you will. People don't know what quality is anymore. But an educated person who takes time and looks at the stats and looks at the specifications and everything else of what they want, know when they're looking at quality. And we don't want everybody running in here. We want people who know quality, who appreciate quality, to be our customers. And that's how this slogan came about. A well-informed or educated customer is our best customer. Amen?
Amen.
That's going to stay on you till we figure out who that was. So, the thing is here in the body of Christ, our job is to educate you.
Yes.
Okay? Out in the world right now, there's so many different types of churches and denominations and theologies and theories, if you will, as it pertains to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? That's before we deal with any other thought process or philosophy or anything else. People want to believe in Jesus Christ. They go to church so that they can discover and experience a relationship with God. What they find sometimes is not so easy. You know, they walked in the door here instead of across the street.
Yeah.
People over here were trying to find a way to get more money, so they were preaching on money.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in there and they began to ascribe to Jesus Christ, you know, if I'm going to be saved, then I must have money. So they sit over there for a while, and all while they're sitting there, they're saying, you know, this just doesn't feel right. That I have to have money in order for me to be a part of the fellowship here. This just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're correct. It isn't right. But since they don't have anything else to balance that on, they go ahead and stay there and try to make money so that they can fit into Christianity. You see that?
Mm.
Later on, down the road, as they mature, seeking God, they realize that I didn't have to have all of that. So you alienated all your friends, families, and others trying to get more from everybody.
True. True.
Some of these religious pyramid schemes and all the rest of that, shysters, if you will, and come in and get your money for a prophecy. I think there was somebody telling us on Sunday, they had a friend who went out and they got in the $1,000 line, and they got in the $500 line, and the $200 and $100 line, and $50 line. And then the people wouldn't prophesy to them until they came up with a certain amount of money. And I said, wait a minute, we got to go back to this assignment that Jesus gave us. We are Christians. We follow after Christ. And if we're going to do so, then we have to focus on the assignments he's given us. And I said it before, you'll hear this often from us, that God gave us assignments. Make sure that we stick with the assignment.
Amen.
And the first thing that he gave us was authority. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we're studying here in Matthew 10 and Luke 9 and Luke 10. Because we have to understand what authority does and what authority does not do. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So let's go back into this. Luke, the 9th chapter. We're going to start about the... I'm so happy for Revelation. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to go down to... Let's start in 10. We'll reference back to 9. Amen. That way we can progress. I thank God for Revelation. Looking at Luke 9 and 1, I shared with you on the last broadcast. You saw that they were called, he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In other words, your message has already been determined. Amen?
Amen.
And the proof of your calling has already been described. Amen?
Yes.
So when you preach an unadulterated gospel, there should be a following of signs, wonders, and miracles that should happen. Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't experience miracle signs, wonders happening, then you need to check the message that you're preaching. Because the validation for that is not on you. The validation for that integral word, amen, is on God. He's the one who has to back up his word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are trying to create a miracle and you're using his word. Well, if you're using his word, let him provide the validation of it. Amen. You're to preach it. Amen. And then you're given the orders of how to do it. Amen. Now, let's give a working definition for authority as it is. The word authority means, number one, the power or right to give orders. Okay. Make decisions, and enforce obedience. You see that?
Yes.
So when he gave us power, you have to understand that giving orders, make decisions, enforce obedience. Amen. You have to also understand that there's different types of authority. Amen. And there is the authority that God has where he doesn't need backing up for it. Amen. Because he is the authority. And then there's the authority that we operate in, and that's the delegated type of authority. Why is that important? Because if you try to operate in his authority based on your abilities, you'll come up really short. Amen? Let me show you how this works. 15 years as a police officer, what I used to do is there would be an accident on the expressway. They would send me out for traffic control, and up the road I would turn on my lights and slow all the traffic down, turn my car sideways, stand out the car, hold my hand up, and stop all the cars. Stop all the traffic. After they would stop, I could sit back in my car until I got the go-ahead, if you will, to open back up the expressway. That way they had time to clean up the whatever the wreckage was and any debris that would be on the road. If there were injuries, the ambulance and those paramedics could actually work without worrying about cars flying around, you know, or coming at them at highway speed. Now, go back to that stop the traffic. There was not one vehicle that I physically myself with my muscles, you know, could stop. Their ability was greater in power than mine, but they were less than mine or less than me in authority. You see that? So when we start talking about power, some of you have been trying to muscle around the devil, and you can't muscle him around.
True.
He has more strength than you do.
Right.
But you can control him, amen, with the authority that you have. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In the Greek, dunamis for power, exousia for authority. We operate as the children of God in the earth with God's authority. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So it is the authority of Jesus Christ, amen, in the name of Jesus that we are able to do any and everything that we do. So while you're trying to beat the devil running, stop running. Mm-hmm. Amen. Huh? Because if you're running from him, that means he's in pursuit of you.
Right.
And I can't afford to represent the kingdom of God, which is victorious, running from the enemy of God, which is Satan. Amen. I got to demonstrate the power of God. Amen. By simply standing against the gates of hell. Amen. And if you understand, and the gates of hell shall not be able to stand against you, then when the gates of hell come into your presence, they need to fall before you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we've been running around scared too long.
Say, sir.
And the enemy has been walking around making a lot of noise. And God didn't call us to run from him. We're supposed to put the enemy to flight, not flee from the enemy. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So all of this right here, authority, the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience comes from God. Amen? So when he gave them that authority, he gave them something that was important. And the revelation here that he showed me was in the first verse, the 12 disciples. He called the 12 disciples. In the 10th verse, and the apostles when they had returned. They came back as apostles. What was the difference? He gave them the assignment. They took the assignment. They went out and did what he said. We see that in the sixth verse. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. So they had it. Amen. They knew it. They had it. Amen. And then the 10th verse, they come back as apostles.
Yeah, yeah.
Having been given an assignment, completing the assignment successfully, come back with elevation. Amen.
Right. Okay.
And then they go into the 5,000 being fed. And this is where we left off. Amen. After they got back, the people are following after Jesus. Jesus begins to preach and heal who need to be healed. Right. And they say, listen, send them away because, you know, they need to go get something to eat. 13th verse, he said to them, you give them something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you've already demonstrated the power of the kingdom. Continue demonstrating the power of the kingdom.
Mm.
In other words, if there is an issue or if there is a problem or a situation that arises, you have the ability as a child of God, amen, listen to this, to demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. How do you do it? You use the authority given to you by the king, amen, who is Jesus, and he's given us the authority of his name.
Yes.
So the problem shows up, and you show the problem that since you're there, it has to come under authority.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So all they had to do at this point was command the fish and the loaves to multiply. But all they could see was that they had just some fish and loaves.
Wow.
You see that?
Yeah, I do.
So when he says to them, he says, and they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish unless we go buy food for all these people. So instantly their mind went from a spiritual place where they were demonstrating the power of the kingdom, preaching it and healing everywhere, to going back to what do we actually have to work with. Some of us, we're going to have to work on this paradigm shift so we stop limiting God. Amen. God wants to do so much for us, but our faith is stuck at what we can see. It's stuck at what we believe we can handle. Amen. So we have to get to a place where we recognize and realize that God said it, it shall happen. When Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it because it will bring glory to the Father, then we have to keep doing things in the name of Jesus, so that yeah. God the Father keeps getting the glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So when they did this, they basically put themselves back in learning. We can see this, 14 verse, there were about 5,000 men. Then he said, who's he, Jesus, said to his disciples, now they went from being apostles in the 10th verse back down to being disciples. And I said it at the end of our last broadcast. I don't want to get to a place where I feel that I have arrived. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the same token, I don't want to get to a place where I have to go constantly go back through the same lessons. Amen.
That's true, too.
So the title of this series is Knowing Your Authority in Faith. Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't understand that your faith has to be worked out, amen, and as you work your faith out, it begins to grow and expand, amen, then you'll constantly be looking for people to increase you or people to do it for you, amen. There's some things that we have to understand, and that is that the word of God works, and these signs shall follow them that believe. So if these signs shall follow them that believe, when you go to church and you see your pastor, you should go there with the testimony, just like they came back to Jesus, amen, with a testimony of how using his name worked. Mm-hmm. Preaching the power, preaching the kingdom of God and healing worked. You sent this out, it worked, it worked.
I like that.
You see that? Go back to church. Pastor, you and preached that message, and I went out, and I had a situation, and I began to decree and declare the word of God, and that thing turned around on me. Thank you, Jesus. It works. Yes, that's what they should be coming back with. Amen. Notice it didn't give me any glory. It didn't give your pastor any glory. Mm-mm. Amen. Mm-mm. It gave the glory to God. Amen. And when the glory goes back to him, he can continue to do things for you. Amen.
Amen.
So let's move on here. 16th verse, that he took the five loaves and the two fish, looking up to heaven. He blessed them, amen, and broke them. I said before, you'll see this same thing at the Last Supper, amen, when he's celebrating the Passover. It is the breaking, or the blessing and the breaching. We see this with the Paschal lamb, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Certain other things that are going on. Amen. So I'm going to really ask the Holy Spirit to give me clarity and revelation there. Amen. Because each time I've read this, he's shown me something here. That's and true. I have to really get in and develop it out. Amen.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. But it says he blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. Now, understand something. When we come before you, we bring to you the word of life, amen, and it's properly divided for you, amen,
right,
so that you can actually receive it and it won't choke you, amen. It's like trying to eat something and it's too much for you. If you try to continue to chew on it or try to use it, it'll become difficult for you to deal with. Amen?
True.
Amen. It's like trying to eat a piece of gum or candy that's too big. You know, we used to eat those, what were those gobstoppers, you know, and try to get all of that in your mouth.
Jaws hurt.
Jaws hurting. Or what about, what was that bubble gum we used to get? The Bazooka Joes or whatever it was, and you could chew that gum for just a little bit, and then your jaws start hurting, and, you know, it was a big piece of gum. Amen? But see, that's just a little bit too much. Amen? So the word comes to you not as too much. It comes to you rightly divided. Amen? And we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit which way to go, and he gives us direction. Amen. So when it's given to us to set before you, it is prepared by the shepherd. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Given to the under shepherd for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I wish you just preach a little bit more on this, a little bit more on that. Okay, I'll put that sermon together, but if in the middle of while I'm getting ready to present it, the Holy Spirit says, I need you to talk on deliverance today. Then even though you want to hear about, you know, your multi-million-dollar blessing, he's going to deal with the first one first. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you get healed, you see that you already got what you're trying to get.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. So he blessed and broke them and gave them to his disciples to step before the multitude. 17th verse, so they all ate. And I want you to see that word all there. Because normally people think you preaching to me.
Yeah.
No, we're receiving it too. Amen.
Right.
Whatever we're giving to you, amen, prophetess can tell you, whatever you getting, we got to. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that because I don't want to ever be a person of do what I say, not as I do. Our job is to live the life before you. Amen.
Amen.
We are the example. And I said it before. We are the representative of Christ in the earth.
In the earth.
We are that example.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And if we are that example, then you need to look at me and see him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about this, you need to see all of this as a demonstration of Christ.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
If your life don't measure up to that, if you got some stuff going on with you, if you like drama just a little bit too much, if you have a hard time turning your cheek, if you have a hard time holding your tongue, maybe you need to go back and get some things together, because you can't represent Christ in power and your flesh is on parade.
Sir.
Amen?
Amen.
17th verse, so they ate, they all ate and were filled. It wasn't just a little nitpick. It was a meal. Amen? They were filled. And 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up. So what are you saying here? I'm saying that when God begins to do something, he does it and it's more than enough. Now, what's interesting here, and we got to look at it just for a moment, simply is he told them, you give them something to eat.
Okay.
So that means that they had the ability in their faith at that moment to feed everyone and still have 12 baskets of leftover fragments. Before Jesus did anything, they had the ability to do what he did. I said it before, and you have to understand this. God will never give you an assignment that you will fail at. Amen? Every assignment that he gives you, he gives it to you for surety of its completion. You will win. If God told you to do it, you shall succeed. If God told you to go over it, then you're going to overcome it. Amen? If God told you to go to it, then no matter what comes in your way, it's an obstacle, you're going to make it through it, because the word of God will sustain you to the fulfillment of it. Amen. Not one dot or tittle, amen, shall fall till the full word be completed. Amen. So here we see this right here. And I love the fact that after he gives them the assignment, the 12th assignment, he gives them the opportunity to continue on in that vein. Brothers and sisters, this is the thing we have to see here. Okay. Is that God is giving us assignments, amen. And sometimes we get to the assignment and we get intimidated with the assignment. I know myself, if I had to come up with, let's do something, $1 billion within a month, amen, that is going to worry me. Amen. Because I need to know how to make $1 billion in a month, first of all. Amen. But if God said, I want you to do $1 billion work in a month, then I'm going to ask him for clarity as to what to do. And asking him for clarity for what to do, he's going to tell me what that $1 billion secret is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because I can't fail. Now, the problem is, some of us say, well, he can tell me $1 billion. Well, you already have set up in your heart and in your mind that if you got $1 billion, that you wouldn't be doing nothing that even looked like Christianity. You have your Bentley, you have your Maybach, you have your house, you have somebody waiting on you hand to foot. You know, and isn't it interesting while I'm talking about that, that the people who want to be served the most don't want to serve nobody. Mm-hmm. Amen? You have a hard time, you know, with people asking you to do something. They don't know who I am. Yeah, you're supposed to be like Jesus. Didn't he gird up his loins? How come you have a problem with that aspect of your call? But I'm supposed to get excited about serving you. Amen? Let's get it together, men and women of God. Amen. God has set us here as the example. But we're really demonstrating an example of what not to do sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me go on down here just a little bit, because I wanted to get into the other aspect of this. Amen. And we'll use our last part. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
here. Well, let's make a stop here. We need to.
Okay.
Amen. Go down to Luke 9 and 23.
All right.
Because if we're talking about knowing your authority and faith, you have to understand that authority isn't just given to people for you to have it. And I know there are some people who think because they're who they are that they should just have it because, you know, I'm all that in a bag of chips. No, anointings cost. Amen. And anointings cost, and it costs in discipleship. Amen. You have to be disciplined. The word disciple means one that is disciplined after. Amen. I mean, you can't be a disciple without really being disciplined by a follower or student of a teacher, leader, you know, in this aspect of Jesus. Amen. So a disciple is a personal follower of Jesus during his life, especially one of the 12 apostles. Notice that they followed him. But there was lots of people following him. The multitude, the crowd, followed after Jesus. But he didn't reveal himself or explain parables, but to those who were really his disciples. Some people come to church trying to get the secret of how to do this and live my own life.
That's true.
And all you do is come in and get confused. We know when you're confused. Amen. Because you come in and you start asking questions that lead to a specific point. I have certain people that come around me and I know exactly what they want before they get there because they're just very obvious. Amen. But they think that because they hadn't said it yet, that we ain't saw it. And the reality is we saw you long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We just didn't say anything to you. Amen. And I learned to do that because sometimes God has sent us assignments. Amen. In person, people that we deal with. And we understand the assignment. And we say, Lord, well, if this is what you want, then give us the direction of how to move with them and to move impatience with them. Because I don't know about you, but those of you in leadership, but there are some people, amen, that we have to deal with in assignment, woo, that will test and try you.
Amen.
Every day, all day long, amen. Some assignments we know had to be from God because I would not have chosen it myself. I would have saw you coming, turned the other way, and refused to turn around when you called my name. Amen. You could have told me I dropped a $50 bill, and that's the cost of that lesson. Amen. Because I would have left it right there. I just know to leave that $50 there. It's cheaper than and less stressful than going back and picking it up. Amen. Amen. When God gives you an assignment, you have to deal with that assignment. And it costs, amen. It costs us first. Amen.
You're right, sir.
Let me say that again. It costs us first. Before you see anything that looks like it's going to take any skin off of you, it's already filleted us. Amen. We've already taken the hits, the bumps. We've taken the beatings, the beat downs. We have heard the encouragement. We have got the slapped on the hand, or I say slapped on the wrist. We did all of that. Mm-hmm. And when you come through, you try to figure out a way to do it easier. And we keep telling you, hey, it's better if you just go through. Amen. Stop trying to find a way out and just go ahead and go through. Amen. Let's look at this. 23rd verse. Then he said to all of them, okay, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Isn't it interesting that there is no preaching here? We hear people preaching and saying, Jesus nailed every one of your problems to the cross. He did not. At the cross, he settled your sin issue. Once that issue was settled, then you can see clearly how to deal with other issues in your life. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So he settled this sin question for you, this sin issue for you. Amen? But look at this. He didn't just settle it. He said, this is the way to deal with it. So he left an example of the cross.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Isn't this before Jesus goes to the cross? Oh, real eye-opener here. I'm going to the cross. I'm not just going to tell you to go to the cross. I'm going to demonstrate the cross for you. I'm going to go through the passion. We're dealing right now with Lent. Y'all really need to take all of this to heart. Amen. Because some of you think that you're going to live a life in Jesus Christ, did all the hard stuff, and all I got to do is live, live, live. Listen, you got to die, die, die. Your flesh got to die. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Live, live, live. That's the problem there.
One word here. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily.
Every day.
Why daily? Because every day the enemy is trying to get you to undo what grace has done. He's trying to remind you that you aren't worthy.
Daily.
Daily. Every day you wake up, the enemy's mad that you your eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad that your feet touch the floor. He's mad that you yawned and stretched. See, what you're demonstrating is that your body is working. Huh? You say good morning to the first person, first cup of coffee or not. Toothbrush in your mouth or not. You still have the ability to see and to communicate. He's mad right now.
Yeah.
Amen? So he's going to plan out what he can do to trip you up daily. That means that daily you have to be reminded of your need for Christ. Amen? You have not arrived. And let me say it like this. You will not arrive. Amen? Because you need him. You know, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. Yes, every hour I need you. Because there's going to be moments in the day when the enemy will come and do some things, and I'll revert back to Christopher and forget that I'm a child of God. If it wasn't for the fact that the cross was the burden I was carrying that day. Amen, somebody.
Right,
you see that?
Right,
and follow me. In other words, just don't take up a cross walking around trying to look pious because you got a cross.
Nope, okay.
Follow me. Where did he go? To Golgotha. He went up there. When he got there, he went to save. That's why there was one on the left and one on the right. And one didn't have no sense. The other one did. And guess what? The one he got, he ended up in paradise with them. See, we got to understand that even while you're going through, your assignment did not relent. Hello, somebody.
I like that. Say it again. I got
to say it. Even though you go on through, your assignment did not relent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm quite sure God was. The Lord knows it's just been a rough day. Maybe I just knew. Today, I just needed to. No. Jesus didn't get off the cross because it was a rough day. He stayed up there. And when he heard, if it be in your will, please allow me to be with you today in paradise or be with you. You know, today in paradise, you will be with me. In other words, I'm going to save even in this. notices that the worst part of his situation. He's already been beaten. He's already been nailed. He's already been set upright. He's fighting to stay alive and fighting for comfort and everything else. And he's still ministering. Some of us can't minister because, you know, our corns are hurt. We can't minister because we got a headache. We can't minister because somebody said something wrong to us on the way in. I can't get my mind right to minister this way. Ooh, just why they have to talk to me? Why you have to let that talk even bother you? Jesus didn't come down off the cross to save the sinner. Why are you trying to get off yours? Lord, Lord, Lord. Amen. 24 verse, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. And most of the time when we get in trouble, we're in self-preservation mode. The enemy is sitting there and he's trying to get us to think about us. And a lot of times while we're thinking about us, we're not thinking about the assignment or those who are around us that need ministering to, because we try to focus in on me. Listen, something that Bishop Garrett said to us, he said, you know, y'all do it better than us. We started off and we'll go to the hospital and have the breakdown. It goes to the hospital. At the hospital, we rested up and everything. The saints prayed for us. The people at the nurse's station wouldn't let nobody come back to the room. Nobody got to call us from the church or anything else so that we can actually deal with recharging. Then you came right out the hospital and went right back to the grind, because that was really your vacation. He said, but y'all do it smarter than we did it. Take some time and go through and recharge yourself. Go off to some of these pastors' conferences and things and get yourself together. Keep eating, keep feeding, so that you don't burn yourself out. And then take some time for vacation with your families so that the enemy don't have way to come in there. See, those were words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Amen? But no place did he say, take the vacation or forget the church. No place did he say, well, you know, it's either them or me.
That's what he said, Chuck.
Huh? So what we have to learn how to do is, Prophetess and I will be called to different places to preach, and we'll go off and preach there. And if I'm going to preach on Friday, I might come in Thursday and stay till Saturday.
Yeah.
Why? So I can get in there early and see where I actually am. Experience some of those good restaurants that they have in the place. You know, see a monument or something, amen, if you will. Then that day, Friday, go up and minister, do what I'm called there to do. And Saturday, I might want to see a couple more things before we get out of town. See some people. You know, it's nice to sit down with people and talk to them. You don't have to just come in and get your honorarium, scream at the people, prophesy to two or three of them,
and
then run out the door before they recognize that that's the same message you have preached for the past four places you have been, and there's no new revelation in you. Lord, did I just talk about somebody?
Yes, you did, sir.
Same prophecy, run it down almost at the same time. Same part of the message. Ooh, the Lord just told me to tell somebody right now. He told you that the last three times. Same place of your message. Yeah. No new revelation. You're a show. You're a traveling show. But there's no power. The people believing in God come believing that they're going to get something from God. Mm-hmm. And they just got a bunch of you. Amen?
Yeah.
See, and those are the people that we have to war against and speak against and preach and minister against, because they're within the body, and this is what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be part of the white antibody, part of that blood, which sees something there and begins to swarm whatever the foreign entity, smother it out. Amen. Power of God come in, and we begin to demonstrate that. People rising up, putting a doctor and apostle and prophet on their name, have to sit down because they don't have the goods, and the people will know it.
Sure
right is. Now, people don't know what to believe until real apostles, real prophets, real evangelists, pastors, and teachers stand up and demonstrate what the real fivefold ministry is.
Yes, God.
Amen. For he who desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. My life is hidden in Christ. Life I live ain't mine. Amen.
Amen.
25th verse. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and he him or and is himself destroyed or lost? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you running after your stuff. You get it, but you don't have no spiritual substance. Soul is lost.
Mm.
But you got the baddest everything.
Every.
Huh? God is trying to get us to back off of this crazy and deal with the reality of the kingdom. Amen. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Amen.
Amen.
We drop down. You know, this is so good that by the time I get down here to...
You're going to run out of time, John.
I'm out of time already. People have been trying to look at what we do and how we got called. And I say this in the last couple of minutes. I'm dealing with the disciples and the apostles. Here, I'm dealing with the knowing your authority in faith. But I'm dealing with all of this because we have to stop kidding ourselves and believing that at any time I can just stand up here
mm-hmm.
and have people look at us.
Be gone.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Wish they was us. You don't know what it took to get here. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, you caused some stuff to get here. But it takes even more to stay here. I pray that the Holy Spirit prick your heart. These words that we speak, I hope that they cause you to do some self-evaluating. Why are you really doing ministry? And are you really demonstrating Christ? If you're not, cease and desist. Repent. Reconnect. Recommit. Get on to the assignment God has called you to. Amen.
Prophets, you give us our closing prayer.
Come on, let us bow our heads. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this word. Father, thank you for helping us recognize that even though we go through the process, our purpose does not relent. Our task does not relent. We are still held responsible for what you've called us to do. Now, Father, we are people that's become. We ask that this word will begin to shake us, shift us, and change our mindset. Let this mind be in us. Be renewed in us. It's also in you. Now, God, we thank you right now for your people. We thank you for the changed lives. We thank you for renewed relationship in you. In Jesus' name we pray. For those of you who are not saved, please repeat these words. Father, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and my life. Forgive me for all my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me in your blood. I want to be made whole. And I will serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome into the kingdom of God. We here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are praying for you that you would be led, spiritually led, to a Bible-believing and teaching church. Amen. That will train you, teach you, mature you into the things of God so that you too can manifest your purpose in him and complete your assignment in him. Amen.
Amen. We're so happy that you have joined us, as I said before. We know that truth, this is something that God is doing and is marvelous. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. We need your financial support to do so. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, reminding you it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. We love you. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.